The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mean, we're, 47 minutes into the show and I have not wished anybody a happy International Tea Day. How remiss of me. Jenna Logan is with me. Clementine Picot's resident tea sommelier. Jenna, happy International Tea Day.
Well, thank you. You're actually the first to give me that greeting today. So Oh, appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope everybody in your life listening to this now is suitably embarrassed. So listen, you brought in a whole range of different teas for us to talk about.
Yes. So I brought in a few things that are more unusual. It's certainly more than a few steps away from a cup of, we'll just say, tea bag tea. We won't name any brands.
Okay.
But it's a little bit more exotic maybe than what's lurking in your press currently. And what I thought we would do is share a little tea together, and then you're going to try some teas and we'll talk about what you think.
Okay. So where would we start? Which cup would we start
with? We're going to start with the mildest of the three I've brought in.
Okay.
Because I don't want to overwhelm you by getting something too strong.
Right.
Yeah. So the first one, this is Jasmine Pearls.
Okay.
So you can see here, here's some dry leaf.
Mm.
I've got this lovely traditional, it's actually a Chinese tea, and this is a Japanese teapot I'm serving it in with the single handle on the side. Ergonomically correct.
Oh yes, it. Have you watched Shogun on Disney Plus yet?
I haven't. It's on the list.
Oh,
it's on my list.
It's a great TV show. I know we've got what to watch on Thursday as always, so we'd have recommendations. But if you haven't watched Shogun, I recommend it. And there's great these Japanese tea ceremonies. They just are the backdrop to so many important scenes. It's amazing.
Well, it just moved up my list quite a bit because you said that. So
this is the Jasmine.
This is Jasmine Pearls.
It. Mm.
Yeah, it's a really soft tea. It's very floral. It's a green tea base. And the thing that makes it so unique and special is that these tea, they're balls, little tiny balls of tea, and each one is hand rolled. And to get that beautiful jasmine flavor, it's laid down with jasmine flowers.
Okay.
And you have to lay it down over a 24-hour period, and then each time the jasmine flowers have to be plucked out and new jasmine has to be laid down with the tea.
Right.
It's really intensive. This particular one is, it's been laid down with about three different changes of jasmine flowers. And for 100 kilos of tea, you need 100 kilos of jasmine.
Okay.
So that means for each change, that's 300 kilos of jasmine. It's absolutely incredible. Yeah.
It's a lovely tea.
It's great.
It's lovely. Soft is the right word to describe it, because sometimes, you know, what we say, alternative teas, not your tea bag tea.
Mm.
I find them a bit sharp or a bit bitter, some of them.
Yeah.
That's a lovely soft tea.
It's, I have to say, green teas in particular are quite, they have to be coddled. You really have to brew it at the right temperature and you can't let it steep for too long.
Okay.
It will go very tannic, and that's where you get that bitterness and that
grassiness.
Okay,
that's probably what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Doing it wrong.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Now you know. Now you know. So next,
where to
up,
next?
Yeah, we're going to, this is another Chinese tea. This is from a region called Puer. Now I'm going to have, I have the wet leaves here.
Okay.
I want you to smell that. Now those are loose tea leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've also brought, we're just going to look at it. You try that tea there. It's a lovely brown, amber.
Yeah, this is almost like the color of it.
A cup of tea.
A cup of tea.
Yeah, exactly. But I think you'll find
no milk or sugar in it. No.
No, no, no. You wouldn't want to with that. But I've also brought in now this little darling, that little button of tea, that's called a cake of tea. And that would be, this Puer tea is from a very particular region in China. It's a bit like champagne, real champagne can only come from the Champagne region of France.
Oh, yes.
Puer tea really should only come from the Puer region of China.
Okay.
And what makes this so distinctive is it is not a black tea, it's not a green tea, it's a semi-fermented tea. It's its own category.
Okay.
And in China, they would be called dark teas. We call all of these kinds of teas Puer tea, but they would make the real distinction between a dark tea and a tea from Puer. But this is Puer tea, and what do you think about it?
I like that tea as well. Again, it's kind of soft. Now, maybe I'm going to say that about them all, because I've probably been brewing kind of alternative teas incorrectly and just lumping boiling water onto a bag or something and leaving it sit in the cup for far too long.
Yeah, I find that tea really good, especially on cold winter days. I find it, because it's quite a full mouth. It's a full mouth feel, and it's got a kind of heft to it that maybe some teas don't always have.
Yeah, that's more the red wine to my first white wine.
There you go.
Put it that way.
Excellent. Yeah, there's a lot of crossover between the wine world and the tea world because of tea leaves and tea wine vines. Like the way they grow is very similar.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, struggle is a great thing for tea plants as it is for grapevines.
Jasmine pearl tea is the nicest of all teas. It's yummy, says Mark on the text line.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark.
So there's a vote in favor already of jasmine pearl tea.
Our third tea I've brought in today. Now, this might look like something you've cleaned out your gutters and maybe dried it. It's a bit rough looking.
It does look a little like that.
Now, this. There's a smell off that. Smell those wet leaves.
Oh, yeah, there is. Yeah.
And what do you think that smells like? A very particular smell comes to my mind, but you tell me.
It smells a bit of tobacco.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it smells like an ashtray.
Yeah, it does, which is not a great initial pitch for your cup of tea.
But
I made this with these tea leaves. It smells like the bottom of an ashtray.
But there's something like pure tobacco about it.
Tobacco's the big bad thing, right? So you're not meant to say this. But remember when you were younger and like you'd have an uncle or a granddad who'd smoke a pipe or something like that? A lovely smell. Absolutely delicious smell. It's kind of like that.
It is. Yeah, there's something really Moorish about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so try this tea. This is called Kyobancha, and this is a tea from Japan.
Oh, yeah. That's even more pungent now smelling it than yours.
Yeah. So you can see why we started with the jasmine and worked our way up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the great thing about...
Oh, there's a lovely smoky taste off it even.
I know.
Yeah,
I think
delicious.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. People should be drinking this instead of vaping to come off the cigarettes.
Oh, please. Wouldn't that just be a whole new world?
Yeah.
The great thing about Kyobancha is that the leaf is picked very late in the year. And the older the leaf, the lower the caffeine. What they do is they kind of do the house cleaning at the end of the year. They don't pick the new growth off the top of the tea plants. They kind of get underneath. And those bigger leaves have less caffeine. And then what they do on top of that is they roast the leaf. When you roast a tea leaf, it also lowers caffeine. So that's a good all-day tea. You can drink it any time and it's not going to give you the caffeine jitters.
That's absolutely delicious. Mm. I would drink that any time of the day.
Yeah.
Is it difficult? I mean, this is nice and easy for me because you're a sommelier and you've come in and made all of this for me. I mean, if I was minded to do this at home.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Straightforward.
It's the easiest thing in the world. You just have to follow instructions.
I'm out.
My very clear instructions. No, it is very easy. All you need is a kettle. Now, I have boiled these. I brought in my special kettle that's temperature controlled. So I heated the water to 80 degrees.
Okay.
All of these are brewed at 80. And then I've let them all steep for no more than 3 minutes.
Okay.
And that's it. Three and a half minutes. That's all you need. And that's gets you a beautiful cup of tea.
Delicious, delicious teas. And I hope we've inspired some people at home maybe to broaden their horizons beyond the two brands, which we won't mention by name. Jenna Logan, Clement & Picot's resident tea sommelier. Thank you very, very much again, Jenna. It's good to see you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.